Well, James, I think at lunchtime, 105 without loss for Warwickshire. I think a few people were probably questioning the wisdom of putting them in, but it ended up being a good day for Durham in the end.
Yeah, definitely. We had a tough first session. Two lads at the top played well, and we didn't probably ball as well as we liked to and get as much from the pitch as we thought we could have, but massive pullback after lunch, yeah, because they were set. Well, we were set to be out there all day for not a lot, I think.
They put on 120 first wicket stand before eventually you got Varun Chopra. And then just before the flurry of wickets started to fall, there was a two-hour rain break which took you off the field. That seemed to work in your favour when you came back on. Conditions changed quite dramatically.
Yeah, definitely. We needed the break just to, I think, regroup ourselves and go hard again. So it gave the balls a lot of rest to keep the legs fresh and get straight back in. There was swing in the air, and I think we bowled a lot better line than we did early on. That just ended up being the downfall for their batsmen, I suppose.
I think it was something like 7 wickets for 64 runs in about 19 overs that they lost in the end. And when you consider where you are now, you're 1 wicket away from a third and final bowling point. You've restricted them to 273 when it looked like they could have had masses on the road.
Yeah, a real good effort from everyone really today. Even though Barry didn't manage to get a wicket, he still bowled tight lines and tied it down for us to bowl to the end, and Bryden took advantage of that, and Bryden bowled well. I was saying Bryden bowled and ended up with 3 wickets, so deserved.
Barry McCarthy, important to get him back on the pitch quickly after Friday night, because he had a rude awakening to T20, didn't he, at the hands of Tom Coler-Cadmore at Worcester?
Yeah, it's always tough. 2020 cricket, we all know what it's like, so I got outplayed by 1 lad on Friday night. And sadly, I think all the bowlers got a bit of top of him. So, yeah, it was good to show lads come and bounce back and still be confident going into today.
And a career best for you as well, 4 wickets for 75, I think it is at the moment.
Yep, yeah, always good to take wickets. So hopefully try and get me 5 for tomorrow and be a nice one to get.
I'm not sure how long you've been at Durham, because you've been through the academy system. As a schoolboy, I understand Andy O'Mead, who's made his debut for Warwickshire today and got a 100. His father used to drive him down to Durham every week for nets from Scotland. But as a teenager, eventually Durham decided they weren't interested. But he could have been playing in your team today. Instead, he's had a blinder of a debut for Warwickshire.
Yeah, he played really well. He just got on with his game and did what was took to him, knew his strengths. And yeah, it's a shame really that let that get 100. But yeah, full credit to him that he batted well on his debut. So there's no better feeling than getting 100 on debut.
Okay, thanks very much.